Good afternoon. Welcome to Unity Church of Light's Wednesday afternoon Silent Unity Prayer Service. We are so glad that you came here today and joined us. Welcome to everyone here in the sanctuary, and welcome to everyone who is listening online. We're going to start today's service with the Daily Word. For today, June 30th, the word for the day is life. Life gives me a constant opportunity for growth. The very nature of my being alive means I have ongoing opportunities to change and grow. In every moment, I am capable of adapting to challenges, no matter my age or how long I have been set in my attitudes and behaviors. Just like the changing seasons, I am in tune with an ongoing cycle of growth. I am confident that I can handle what life gives me and believe all experiences can be used as catalysts for progress. The ever-evolving process of life allows me to grow and change, evolving into a higher version of myself. I seek understanding of myself and life through my experiences. Through self-reflection and contemplation, I create meaning and build resiliency. I trust my ability to change and approach life with openness and a willingness to grow. And from 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to read a short article entitled Be Still and Know. You can find this article in a little booklet entitled Messages We Need to Hear, published by Unity. One of the most helpful verses in the Bible is to be found in the 46th Psalm, Be Still and Know That I Am God. When you do not know where to turn, when you do not know what to do to find your way out of some difficulty, take these words to yourself. Be still and know that I am God. As you say them to your mind, to your emotions, to your thoughts, to your body, you will make way for God to enter into your consciousness. You will cease trying to tell God what you need. You will not try to tell him what to do. Rather, you will be still. You will listen. You will give God a chance to express himself through you, to come through you, to make his spirit known to you, to open the way before you. Many times our greatest need is for stillness. We scatter our energy and our forces by talking about ourselves, talking about problems. The true silence that is communion with God is more than just being still. The beginning has to be a simple act of stopping all the outer talk, the outer striving and straining, the basic act of being still. To be still, this is the first step. And know that I am God is the second step. When we are still, when we know that there is only God, that his presence enfolds us, surrounds us, fills us with power, with life, with substance, when we know that we are one with him, then we see that there are really no problems. There is only God, and in him is all that we can ever need or desire. What is your need? Is it healing? Is it guidance in making some decision? Is it supply? Is it a job? Is it freedom from confusion and inharmony in your environment? Your answer is with you now, within you. Be still and know that I am God. I am life. I am health. I am wisdom. I am guidance. I am supply. I am fulfillment. I am peace. I am the perfection you seek. I am God. I am with you now. So let's just take a moment to connect in prayer with those beautiful words. Be still and know that I am God. If you wish, you may close your eyes or focus on something in the room. Allow yourself to get comfortable. Take a breath in slowly and release it. Our breath connects us with all things. It connects us with God. It is a way of becoming still. Breathing in and breathing out. Just let yourself move into the flow of life that is filling you. Breathing out any thoughts of your day, any chatter that may be in your head, any activities or events that clamor for your attention. Just let them loose. Let loose of all human concerns and become willing to give yourself over to this restful flow of life. With each breath, we become freer from our busy thoughts and begin drifting into the consciousness of God. If any thoughts disrupt our divine connection, we gently notice them and let them pass across our consciousness. There's no need to fight them. Just let them pass like clouds on a summer day. Don't judge them. Don't judge yourself. All is well. Slowly, with each breath, we give ourselves permission to rest, relax, and rejuvenate in the stream of God's good for us as we become still and know that God is God. We are entering into a place of perfect peace, perfect love, stepping over the threshold into the inner chamber where love and wholeness are found. We are a part of that magnificent oneness that enfolds us in unconditional love. We are loved. Feel it beckoning to you. And then the essence of this love, peace, wholeness, and completeness, this perfection. We take a few moments now and we rest in the flow of spirit as it washes over us, and we enjoy being still and knowing that God is with us, in us, and is a blessing in our life. As we prepare to return to this time and space, we do so knowing we are renewed in mind, body, and spirit. We wish to take a few moments to express our gratitude for the gifts we have received in this quiet time. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if there is someone you wish to hold in the essence of this beautiful energy that has been generated here today, please say their names or hold them in your heart, but do it right now. And we expand out. We enfold all the Unity churches and other churches that are promoting the truth as taught by Jesus Christ. We include in this time of prayer our country and all countries. We hold in light all of our political leaders and all those leading other countries. We hold in light all of our public servants, police, firefighters, medical staff, ministers, and teachers. We acknowledge and hold up all people, animals, and all living things as expressions of God. All are whole. All are complete. We enfold everyone in the power and vision of this loving God that we know. Anchored in the wisdom, wholeness, abundance, and harmony of God's wonderful grace, we close this time of prayer in gratitude, and we are grateful for the realization that the Christ resides in us. It is our source, and we embrace this truth as we close with a prayer of protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and so it is. And it is so. Amen. Go forth and have a wonderful spirit-filled day and know that you are truly, truly blessed. Peace, love, and joy to you.